Why, hello, ladies and gentlemen. So, I am going to be doing some shenaniganry. I'm going to answer not one, but two sets of questions. So, this is going to be a little on the long side because you guys know me, I like to ramble and talk about shenaniganry because shenaniganry, it's my favorite word ever. So, I'm going to start with Miss Stars and her questionnaire, and then I'll finish it up with outings. So, we will. I haven't read these ahead of time, so we're just gonna wing it. That's the story of my life, and I'm sticking to it. So, first, what objects, places, or smells generate memories, and what are those memories? I don't know. I guess, yeah, the smell of like something baking just reminds me just when I was younger and always like cooking and doing stuff with my grandma. Also, I guess the smell of vanilla, like certain scents of vanilla, kind of reminds me of when I was younger as well. But I really don't have like a lot of things that generate memories for me. That's a cop out, but that's true for me though. Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest? I feel like I could say a celebrity, but honestly, I'm just gonna say Kat from the stream, because she's like my bestie, and I swear her and I in the same room would just be hysterical, and the world would just not be able to handle said shenanigans. And yes, that was my phone. God. Anyway, next, what would constitute a perfect day for you? I'd probably wake up. Ideally, I'd be like in like a cabin somewhere out in the woods. Cook up my own breakfast. Just sit out on whether it be like a deck or a patio, just enjoy like the sunrise before going about my day. Probably at some point I'd be curled up with like a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and reading a book. Maybe going out for a walk or even working on archery, except I mean to get back into that. So it's basically, it constitutes me being outside and then at some point being curled up in a blanket with a book. That is my perfect relaxing day. That's just me. Okay, if you're able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you choose? Okay, so you live up to 90 and either keep the mind or the body of a 30-year-old. I would probably say body only because of the fact that. At least for me, I feel like when I hit 30, there's still a lot that I need to learn, I want to experience. And I feel like if you were 90, you would have hopefully learned a lot. And I feel like I would have definitely grown as a person. So I definitely would keep the, I won't say older, I guess the more mature mind and just keep the body. And it's not even to be vain or anything like that. It's just, I think me at that age would be better than where I'm going to be when I'm 30, probably. Just being realistic. Okay, if you could wake up tomorrow having gained one quality or ability, what would it be? I would say to either not to be less indecisive or to have some crazy Wolverine self-healing ability, only because I don't know if a lot of people know I was in the hospital last week. I feel like last week was like hospital central for people. And with, I guess, what they say that I have, I would love to not have it anymore. It would be nice, but it's something I'm going to be stuck with for a while. So the ability to move past that also would be very nice. Next, is there something you've dreamt of doing for a long time and why haven't you done it? For me, I actually had a I've always wanted to travel. Specifically, go overseas, go, stomp around like the UK, go to Australia, just go on a trip. But for the most part, why haven't I done it? Money, for the most part. I mean, most of the I'd actually started this year to save up my money so that I could travel, and then I landed in the hospital. So most of my travel money is now going to my medications, going to paying off my hospital stint. So it's gonna be one of those I have to postpone again. So I'm hoping one day to be able to travel, but it's a dream. Next, what do you value most in friendship? I feel like it's a tie between loyalty and having someone being very understanding. Because I've had some friends who, or people that say that they're my friends, but as soon as, something happens and I need them, they're not there type thing. So I guess I value, I guess, staying power. Friends that stick with you through thick and thin, because it's hard to find friends like that, let me tell you. What, if anything, is too serious to be joked about? I feel like the typical answer might be sexual orientation and things like that. But I just think, I would say maybe if somebody's had like a recent death and joking about death, I don't know. That's one of those I'd have to like sit and think about that. But we'll come back to that one if I have some time at the end. Next, what was your scariest dream that you remember? I actually remember this dream back from grade school, if you can remember, if you can. I remember I was walking from this kid's house, and it was kind of in the middle of the day. It was starting to get darker out, and how you get that like creepy crawly feeling if somebody's following you. I got that, and I look behind me, nobody's there. I can hear somebody moving that they're behind me. And I walk a little faster, trying to get to my grandma's house, because when I lived in Chicago, my grandmother was walking distance from the school, so most of the time, once I was old enough, I just walked. And I kept hearing the noise getting louder and louder and closer and closer. And I think what really scared me of that dream is literally, the person ends up like they have like the hood on and everything, bam, right in front of me. And as they stabbed me, I woke up, and that scared the living daylights out of me. And I actually had that dream reoccurring. So I guess the fact that I had that same dream over and over and over again for like a week or two made it that much scarier. And like, I literally woke myself up screaming. So I guess to me, that was scary. And lastly, what was the last fun thing you did? I know I actually answered, I remember that from me and Kat's AMA. I don't know if my answer is really different, but I went to Busch Gardens for my birthday for the first time. And to me, that was really, really fun. Yay! I'm such a kid. Next, really quick, we're just gonna plow through outings is because that's what I do. How do you feel about a day where a naked baby shoots you with his love arrow? I'm sorry, but the way that you phrase that question just makes me laugh. When you say a naked baby shoots you with his love arrow, I'm just gonna let you like simmer with that visual for a minute. But I don't know. Honestly, I think that there shouldn't just be one day that you like, besides an anniversary, like, there should be just one day that you set aside that, like, oh, I'm gonna do all this stuff that I should be doing throughout the year. I don't agree with that. I'm really weird. I don't know if it's just I'm jaded or what, but it's just. I feel like the stuff that you do on, I mean, I understand, like anniversaries and stuff like that being like you go all out. But having like I don't know, I just don't like Valentine's Day. That's just me. What is my ideal date? Say dinner, maybe a walk on the beach and just sitting and talking or like walking and doing stuff like that. That are just really fun. Like, I don't know, go rock wall climbing. I mean, I like doing crazy shenanigans, but it's hard to find people that are into that type of stuff, you know? So that's what I would say would be ideal for me. Let's see. Next, what is your favorite Valentine's slash date memory? I'm trying to think because I don't even think I've ever done really anything for Valentine's Day. I think I would say I had a 1 year where it was really bad because I've been really down. I had a lot of bad stuff happen to me at the beginning of the year, and I had my apartment all to myself, and I was just really, really, really depressed. And my parents knew this. So what they did is my dad actually. There's a company called Omaha Steaks. I don't know if people are familiar with it, but they have some like banging food. And he had four filet mignon, like bacon raped, that's funny. Bacon wrapped filet mignons sent to me, to my apartment. And then my mom sent me, I believe, some chocolate covered strawberries and like a what I call my Valentine's Day box, because she does it for me every year. Because she said, or she says that basically, it doesn't matter if I don't have a Valentine because I'll always have her and my dad as my Valentines. So I think that year was particularly special because, you know, they had their own things going on, but they took the time to do just the littlest things for me, and that was pretty awesome. And then lastly, if you could go out with any famous person, who would it be? I hate this question only because I don't know who I would pick, and that is horrible. Famous person. Let me think. You know, I'm just the first person that jumped in my head is Daniel Craig, and we're just gonna leave it at that. I'm not even gonna second guess it because the man is hot and has some gorgeous eyes. Oh my Jesus. But I feel like I've tortured you guys long enough with my shenaniganry. Okay, so I'm gonna leave it at that. I hope you guys enjoyed my shenanigans because that's what I do. So have a great rest of your Friday. Bye-byes.